Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, VW adds voice AI to their EVs. Lego adds plug and charge, and Volvo are dominating EV trucking. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why the biggest bargain in America might just be a used Lucid Air. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Thursday, 5th of September, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Well, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. You haven't got to get the ad-free version. The free version will always be free with a couple of ads to help you make some money. But Patreon supporters get to support my work directly, and you get to be part of the inner circle, part of the gang. Click on a link in the show notes. We'll start with some Tesla news, and it's really good news for Tesla in China, seeing a significant boost last month in August, selling over 63,000 vehicles. That's a 37% increase on the previous month in July, the best month for Tesla in China of the whole year, in fact, I believe. However, Tesla lags behind BYD in China, which once again had an amazing month of 370,000 vehicles sold, up 35% on the same time last year. The surge in Tesla's sales all down to a brisk month in some of the smaller cities, which have been a focus of Tesla's marketing. Tesla Shanghai delivered 86,700 vehicles last month in August. That's up almost 20% on month. And that's a significant growth considering the global demand slowdown and some of the economic issues in China. Tesla's success, some say, is down to Chinese government's decision to double the rebate for EVs to about $2,800 equivalent. Tesla, on their part, been doing zero interest loans and local government incentives, which have added to the increase in sales. Well, a recent poll conducted by YouGov for the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, ECIU, reveals a significant knowledge gap amongst petrol and diesel car drivers regarding EVs. This lack of understanding is turning out to be a major obstacle in the widespread adoption of EVs. This new poll just found that more than half, 57% actually, of petrol and diesel drivers, when they were asked, scored 2 or less out of 10 correct answers on general topics about EVs. It's a lack of knowledge that isn't just a minor issue. It has a direct impact on drivers' willingness to consider EVs for the next vehicle purchase. Respondents who scored 2 or less out of 10 were 11 times less likely for their next car to be electrified. One of the more common misconceptions amongst petrol drivers was the belief that EVs are more expensive to own and run. Of course, they're much cheaper to run. And in terms of some of the new lease deals out there, it's much cheaper to go for the electric equivalent of the same car. 62% of petrol drivers held that view, which is contrary to the facts. Additionally, 41% of petrol drivers incorrectly believe that EVs are more likely to catch fire, and 59% think that the UK's electricity grid can't cope with the increased demand. All of these things have been addressed many times by National Grid over the years, who haven't just woken up this morning and gone, "We better start planning." They've been doing this for years, if not decades. And there's other factors at play as well, like how EVs support the grid, how our electricity demand is actually down, down, down in this country. Year over year, decade over decade, more efficient appliances, LED light bulbs, and a variety of factors. So these misconceptions are not only misleading and mildly frustrating, but this poll highlights the need for accurate and reliable information about electric vehicles. Hey, that's why I started this podcast. What, 6 years ago? And before that, as a Twitter account. And I'm fully aware that we go pretty deep into EV world. So the chat that you and I have every day is not for these people. You know, I have to have an audience in mind. I can't just shoot wildly and hope that someone tunes in. So we go pretty deep into EVs. I do try and make this inclusive to somebody coming new into the podcast. I always try and think of someone who's tuning in today for the very first time. And also someone who's been listening to every, 2,500 episodes. And so it's difficult, but I don't think that this podcast is the place to convince those people. But I certainly think that this is the place where you and I can establish the current state, good and bad, of the world of e-mobility. And at least then when you have a conversation with that person, you know, down the pub at a family event or in the workplace, you are fully equipped to give them the facts and the truth about where we are. Now, let's move on and talk about a story that I mentioned in the headlines. The Lucid Air is facing a significant challenge in the used car market, not because it's not good enough or it's having reliability problems. No, nothing like that. Its price is plummeting to less than half of their original sticker value, and owners are left wondering what's behind the depreciation. One of the more striking examples that I could find online was a 2023 barely driven Lucid Air Pure, listed for under $50,000. Dual motor, all-wheel drive, 92 kilowatt-hour battery, EPA of 410 miles. This is the real deal. If they sold it in this country, I'd bite the hand off. The new car starts at $70,000. Barely driven it, it's 20 grand off. Depreciation becomes even more pronounced at the higher end. The Lucid Air Grand Touring was recently sold for $68,500 on the used car market. That's an $86,000 drop. I mean, I'm wincing, and it wasn't me that lost the money on the original price of that vehicle, not even 2 years ago, of $155,000. It had traveled 13,000 miles. It was barely run in. Another example I found was a Lucid Air Dream Edition Performance, top spec, absolute everything, fully loaded, 20,000 miles. Would have cost $170,000 less than 2 years ago. Sold for 100 grand on Bringer Trailer earlier this year. Over and over and over again. There's something about the Lucid Air. It's a clear picture of a lot of depreciation on that vehicle. I'm not sure why. I'm not an expert in the used car market, but I do know that if you have some money to spend, and it's not cheap. I know it's not a cheap car, but what would I get? Well, I wouldn't be getting a new one. But if I could find a really clean used one? Absolutely. Let's talk about Volkswagen next. And next on the podcast, Volkswagen has announced the integration of ChatGPT into its voice assistant, enhancing the driving experience with AI-powered conversation capabilities. But what does it mean? Well, starting from tomorrow on September the 6th, ChatGPT integrated Plus Speech Voice System is available in the ID4. Powered by Cerence Chat Pro, you can have natural conversations with the AI, and the voice assistant can be activated by, I think, either pressing the button on the steering wheel or saying, "Hello, Volkswagen." Integrating ChatGPT can handle complex queries, transforming the driving experience into a seamless journey. The ChatGPT feature will be available through a AI subscription in Volkswagen CarNet Most current models offer this subscription as they enter the market for the 2025 model year. The ID4 and the ID Bars come with 3 years of Plus Speech with AI at no additional cost, at least for the first 3 years that you own it. And I've been very sniffy about this, not about the subscription, but about AI in cars and ChatGPT in cars and things like that. Maybe a year ago before I was fully using. So the three that I use are ChatGPT, because I'm just used to using it, Perplexity, because you can choose the model, and Copilot, because it's just integrated into the Microsoft stuff. And I find I'm not even using Google anymore. The results that I get, particularly from, and Claude AI for creative writing, if I need some help, if I'm trying to think of a title for a podcast story or ideas, then I find that the creative writing of Claude AI is particularly good. And so those are the four that I rotate around in terms of the AI that I'm using. And I really use it kind of on the back end of this podcast. So things like idea generation, trying to get my writing better. So if I write a script for the podcast, so this story, for instance, I might just run it past one of those GPTs and say, hey, can you make this more concise? Can you edit it for brevity? Can you take out any unnecessary adjectives or any way that it wouldn't be good? Maybe even for SEO and search and just for readability and things like that. And sometimes I look at a script and go, that's okay. That's not too bad. I mean, I'm no expert at English language, but I can kind of tell when this feels like a good script and when it's not, and I need a bit of help polishing it. And so I was very sniffy about putting it into the car, but I'm using voice so much, even just at my desk, because it's quicker to talk to the computer than it is to type it in. So I just hit the microphone button on my MacBook and chat. And because it has a memory, you can have a conversation, if you're not using AI yet, that is not just a simple question, but it will remember the whole conversation that you've had. And some of them, like OpenAI, like ChatGPT, even start to learn from conversation to conversation about your preferences and other variables. And so it gets to know you as well. And so I think it's a really good idea if you can talk to your car in a normal way, because voice in cars sucks. I mean, it just does. You've got to say exactly the right phrase to turn the heating on. But if you can just say, all right, car, turn the heating up to 21, and you haven't got to take your hands off the wheel, and it works every time, if it does, I'm all for that, by the way. And we might see that kind of technology in Scout Motors, because that, of course, is part of Volkswagen. 44 years since the last Scout rolled off the production line, but they're making a comeback. Scout Motors, the spin-off from VW, has announced it will reveal its first electric SUV and its first truck on October 24th. This marks a big milestone for the brand, of course, since VW did a deal with Rivian. Then we wonder how much of that Rivian software and architecture will end up in a Scout, if any, maybe none, maybe all of it. According to Scott Keogh, the president and CEO of Scout Motors, the new vehicles will be bold, iconic, have multifunctional spaces, and be for work and play, with a focus on being rugged, capable, and versatile. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about BYD's new people carrier / MPV and plug and charge, which I like very, very much. Back in a sec.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the podcast. Now we'll talk about BYD. Their Mexico plant plans are on hold because of the US election uncertainty as the world's biggest EV maker BYD expands its global footprint. What it's doing in Mexico is temporarily paused. BYD's been looking at three locations in Mexico, but has stopped actively looking now. According to sources, the postponement is down to the preference to wait and see the outcome of the US presidential election, reflecting the cautious approach that not just BYD, but I think many global businesses will be, in the automotive sector at least, waiting to see. Now, if it's a Harris win, and you think that there's going to be continuity of the Biden policies, I think that's almost guaranteed. If it's a Trump win, well, we don't know, because he talks a good game. A lot of hot air, a lot of bluster, but actually last time wasn't particularly, you know, the first 4 years, not particularly unfriendly to electric vehicles. Wasn't their biggest fan by any mean. These days in bed with Elon Musk, talking about bringing Musk into the heart of government and I don't know. I try not to follow these things too much, but we'll wait and see. And BYD saying we'll wait and see. But what we can talk about now is their MPV, showing it off at the Chengdu International Motor Show. It's their new people carrier, or MPV, and it's called, I think, is this the Xia? Now, if you know how to pronounce Chinese names better than I do, would I say Xia or Xia? X-I-A. Anyway, that's the car. X-I-A is its name. It's 5.1 meters long, 2 meters wide, 1.8 meters high, big wheelbase over 3 meters long, and no interior details yet. We had the car unveiled, like I say, at the motor show with their latest plug-in hybrid technology with a 1.5 liter engine as a range extender. So that's interesting way of doing it. It's a series or serial hybrid, if you want to talk about it that way. So yes, it has an engine inside it, but it is a range extended EV. See more of these in China, actually. Keep an eye on that trend because they seem to be increasingly popular. Now we'll talk about plug and charge. Huge fan of this. It's so simple when it works brilliantly. And it's the way that all charging should be to mimic the Tesla charging experience. Allego has announced the upcoming rollout of plug and charge on the Allego network, which is just brilliant. Technology built on the proper OCPP 2.0.2.1 protocol, ensuring security and compatibility. The rollout begins in Q4 in the Netherlands and Germany. Plug and Charge uses certificates that enable authentication and billing of charging processes without an RFID card, without your app, without having to tap on the screen. You connect the car without using a version of auto charge or any of these things where sometimes when you on a charging network. You can plug in for the first time and input all your details, and it recognizes your VIN. And next time you're back on that network, it's a version of that. That's not actually plug and charge, which uses a proper protocol, works the same way across networks. And when it does work, it's just brilliant. It's just the Tesla experience. You just turn up, you plug in, and you walk away. It simplifies everything. It standardizes the procedure on the back end for the networks and across regions as well. Now, Tesla has unveiled Actually Smart Summon, ASS. And yes, I know what the acronym spells. And I saw lots of headlines today from the EV press, of which they're all brilliant websites, and we love them all, and very good sources of information for this podcast. But you'd think they're all written by teenage boys, because so many headlines I read today were so excited. I mean, this is maybe why Elon Musk appeals to people like that, that Tesla has unveiled its ASS. I get the joke. Is it a joke? Is it funny? I mean, I guess so, but okay. Yeah, that's pretty much Musk's humour. Everyone kind of buys into that and had a good old giggle, I suppose you could say, today. It is a camera-only system, which has been temporarily disabled, but now it's back. And so the feature, when it works, autonomously navigates to your location from a parking spot without you in the vehicle. So you activate ASS through the mobile app, and it has a summon tab. And so it provides a live feed from the cameras. With either come to me or go to target. The former instructs the vehicle to go to your location, or you can set to a specific destination for the vehicle. This follows up what I suppose we would call dumb summon in parking lots or driveways, a more basic feature allowing you to move your Tesla forward or backwards by using the controls within the app, which is still brilliant and useful if you're parked in a tight space. And why everyone doesn't do that, I don't know. The technical specifications of ASS include the ability to get out of a parking space, go around a corner, navigate tight spots, and avoid even obstacles like puddles using just the cameras. Now, the new Genesis GV60 2025 model year has been updated with a new trim level, a standard all-wheel drive, which slots between the entry-level rear-wheel drive and the advanced all-wheel drive, and more options as well. So the 2025 GV60 standard rear-wheel drive model has a single motor, rear axle, where it should be, exactly, 225 horsepower. EPA of last year's, or the current model, I suppose, EPA was 294, so we'll wait and see what happens with that. But the standard all-wheel drive version with 19-inch wheels would have, I would think, a lower range, because the standard rear-wheel drive is always going to go further. So the standard all-wheel drive would maybe do 20 or 30 miles less. I think that the current one is about 30 miles less, 264 miles, I believe. Put the 20-inch wheels on, it goes down to about 248, I think. The performance all-wheel drive takes it up a notch. Dual motors, 429 horsepower, or 483 horsepower for a 10-second boost mode, which you can keep doing and doing. 21-inch wheels, but you really take a hit on range. It's 235 miles. Starts at 53, goes up to $71,000. Now, Denmark's next in the news, and the Danish EV market has had a big surge with EVs now 10% of the country's fleet. One of the primary drivers of growth is the increasing concern for the environment in Dutch consumers, they say, according to data here, as the transport sector contributes significantly to the CO2 emissions. EVs in Denmark, one of the reasons people are enjoying those is for the environmental benefits and the reduction in CO2. Good on you, Denmark. And staying in that part of the world, let's go to Sweden next. And not so much Volvo cars, but this time Volvo trucks. A very different thing. And Volvo Trucks wants to answer the question about whether EV trucks can replace diesel counterparts for long distance stuff with their new HEFH electric heavy duty truck. And it'll do 373 miles or 600 km on a single charge. And that's a significant breakthrough, as it enables transport companies to operate EV trucks on long distance routes. Available for sale in 2025. The key to the range lies in some improvements in driveline technology on their e-axle. So you can pretty much do a full working day. There's more room on these trucks now for a larger battery, and you can do, almost 400 miles, over 600 km of work in a day, which if you factor in the European limits on how long drivers can go for, you might not even need, depending on what the use of the vehicle is, to charge during your work day. Depends on where you go. Volvo Trucks has delivered over 3,800 electric trucks to customers in 46 countries. And finally, some good news. The construction of Ford's EV battery park in Marshall, Michigan is progressing steadily. 2 million square feet of the site is now 2 million square foot site is now 20% complete, is what I'm trying to say. The Ford commitment to EVs is wobbled a little bit lately, with them saying, oh, maybe a few more hybrids in the interim period. The company has downsized its investment from $3.5 billion to $2.5 billion. That's still pretty good, but remains committed to 1,700 local jobs and all about bringing down battery costs. Blue Oval Battery Park in Michigan, as it's officially known, will be a critical component to Ford's plan, whether that is making the lithium iron phosphate batteries to save money and costs a crucial factor in reaching more and more customers and making money from those EVs. It'll have an annual production capacity of 20 gigawatt hours a year. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, as always, and thanks to our premium partners Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie, and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse Global Public Charging made simple. They've got one app, and it's so simple to use. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.